Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not mischief or blind. I must accept like a swallow the prescription for strife. Through the blood of the Messiah, I will survive. Correct me with your holy truth from historical lies. From the errors of translators, theologians, and scribes. Direct me in your spirit, denying my flesh. It feels good to honor you, and on the Shabbat I rest. Though the world should persecute me, I know that I'm blessed. I follow up with repentance as I continue to confess.
Does my heart pour out what you trying to say?
Do my heart,
pray,
I pray, do my heart,
I pray,
do my heart,
I pray,
do my heart,
I pray,
do my heart.
Yahshua, HaMashiach, the salvation of Yah's way. Give me what to speak, Father, please tell me what to say. I want to communicate accurately your word divine, not to be led by man with his fleshly mind. I don't want to lean on my own understanding, to rely, keep my faith only trusting you. For Yah, it's my blessed plate, shield and sword. Blessed be you, Yah, I can win this war. I relish your name, I adore your purpose. I don't care what nobody else thinks. I know that you're worthy. Plus, break shape and mold me, and hold me closely. I go, but you speak through me, for your words is holy.
Does my heart pour out what you trying to say? Do I communicate through faith? Abba, Yah, do my heart pour out.
I pray, I pray.
Do my heart pour out.
I pray,
do my heart pour.
I pray, I pray,
do my heart pour.
I pray, I pray. Does my heart pour out sincerely and true, or is it just lip service in my heart? It's far from you. And love is an action word, as well as belief. If it's just all talk without the work in my walk, no faith in anything, just through telling vain. Teach me to be my brother's keeper, unlike Cain, and to keep your commandments and reverence your name. Plus, model the gospel in the face of the hostile. I die as a martyr. It's okay, my Father, just teach me to love everything about you, and all that I say and do, make them honest and true. Most importantly ever, Yah, make it all about you.
Does my heart pour out what you trying to say? Do I communicate through faith? Abba, Yah, do my heart pour out.
I pray, I pray.
Do my heart pour out.
I pray, I pray.
Do my heart pour out.
I pray, I pray.
Do my heart pour out.
I pray, I pray.
Here's my heart, y'all. Take it for what it's worth. May Abba, Yah bless you. Shalom.
Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Everybody out there in radio land, man, how y'all feel? How y'all doing? How y'all be? Hallelujah. Welcome to another episode of the Spiritual Warfare Radio Show, brought forth to you by Israelite Heritage Radio Network. And y'all know the deal, man, because for about the next hour and a half or thereabouts, we will be providing that hostile takeover of these here radio waves. And you know what, man? I can't do it by myself. So I brought along some Akeem with me, man. I got my Aki Boaz Ben Yisrael chiming in. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, big homie. What's going on?
Yo, hey, Shabbat Shalom, and what up, though? And, man, Shalom and blessings to the family on this Shabbat, man. It's been a long week. Praying you have a restful and Shalom filled Shabbat.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No doubt. Hey, man, and y'all know this is a live call-in show. That live call-in show number is area code 347-633-9606. When you dial that number, you'll be thrown in the host queue. And if you'd like to talk with any questions, comments, and or concerns, press the number 1 on your touchpad, and then you will be introduced to our producer extraordinaire, holding it down on 1s and 2s. Aki Tashaya Ben Yisrael. Hey, Shabbat Shalom. What's going on?
Shabbat Shalom, Rock. Shabbat Shalom. Everything's going good. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there that's tuning in. I'm glad that y'all can tune in. And like always, family, Akeem got another one, a great one lined up for you guys. So tune in. And like the Yach said, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, you know, just dial a number and hit that one on the pad, and we'll definitely get you in queue. Shabbat Shalom again to the house of Israel.
Hey, hallelujah. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, man. So, hey, without any further ado, man, let's go ahead, jump right into it. Tonight's show, family, the idea actually came for as like a segment that we're going to do in future radio shows, man. We'll just do a segment. We'll probably do like maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes on this particular topic. But tonight, we felt that we wouldn't do it justice unless we gave it a full show, you know, as an introductionary type thing. So tonight we're going to give it a full, a full hour and a half to dedicate to a week in review. But just pay attention stay tuned, I should say, next week, and y'all will in following weeks, we'll be doing a segment on this very topic. But tonight we felt it would be necessary to just go ahead and do a whole show on it. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, man, just a week in review, man. And really, I mean, you know, kind of like a year in review, you know, with this year being so short, you know, we're going to go back to the beginning of the year and just kind of throw some things out there, family, and just what I like about, you know, what we're doing on the GroupMe Akeem, is with the various group meets that we have, is just keeping each other abreast as to everything that's going on, man, with all of the you know, with everything that's going on, man. It's a lot, you know, and there may be some things that we may miss, you know, that someone else may look at and see. So I like the idea of us posting those things on the group me and keeping each other fresh. So we felt that we'd do it in tonight's show. And I'd like to start this thing off, Akeem. And I don't know if y'all heard about this or not, but we had posted it in the Prophets to Pimps group me. There's this, and I'm going to read this entire article, but first let me post it in the room. In the chat room for the fam. What did I do with the chat room? Okay, I was going to say, and Shabbat Shalom, and big ups to all the brothers and sisters who are in the chat room, man. Hey, hallelujah. It's always a pleasure to have that live feedback, man. So if you can't call in, hey, just go to blogtalkradio.com and then search for the Spiritual Warfare Radio Show brought to you by Israelite Heritage Radio Network. But the article that I just posted, Akeem, and you guys can chime in and let me know if you guys heard about this, but tonight, as a matter of fact, it's going to be a full moon, there's going to be a lunar eclipse, and there's going to be a comet all in one evening. Now, the anomaly that, you know, that's going to be, I don't even call it an anomaly, but the what's going to happen is they call it a snow moon, basically. Let me go ahead and read the article, and then we'll kind of dive a little bit into this. And here we go. All right. It says, turn this evening into a cosmic experience. And then this is actually I'm reading from the Washington Post for those of you who will be listening to this in the archives. This is coming from the WashingtonPost.com under the weather section. And it says, turn this evening into a cosmic experience, a full moon, lunar eclipse, and a chance to see a pale green comet as it streaks by the Earth. Oh, and beg for clear skies. This month's so-called snow moon will pass through the Earth's outer shadow just after sunset, turning its face varying shades of gray, hence the term snow moon. The lunar eclipses occur when the Earth is optimally placed between the sun and the moon. With an added dose of serendipity, we're on our planet's primo dark side with front row seats. And I'll just read a little bit more here. It says here, on the East Coast, the full moon climbs above the horizon around 5:30 p.m. just as it enters Earth's, I guess that's penumbral, yeah, the outer shadow. And ever so slowly, the lunar disk will start to dim and turn gray. Late afternoon twilight gives way to evening dark skies. For practical purposes, Eastern time zones will likely perceive the gray shading around 6:14 p.m., according to your big brain scientist. Now, that's all outer surface information. What's really going on here? Let's add some spiritual perspective to this, brothers and sisters, and let's see what Yah is speaking to us about and what Yah is trying to show us. I'm going to be reading here from, this is out of the Old Testament pseudepigrapha, and it's volume one. I'm going to be reading out of the Testament of Solomon, and this is when King Solomon is interrogating one of the demons, and he's asking, how does this particular demon, but in the case of all demons, how are they able to prophesy? And this is chapter 20, and I'm going to read verses 11 through 17. So Old Testament pseudepigrapha, chapter 20, verses 11 through 17. And this is King Solomon interrogating Ornias, and he's compelled to explain how these entities know the plans or how they, you know, how they're able to prophesy. It says right here, then I ordered Ornias to be brought to me again, and I said to him, tell me how you know that the young man will die in 3 days. He responded, we demons go up to the firmament of the Shemaim, or the firmament of the heaven, fly around amongst the stars, and hear the decisions which issue from Yah concerning the lives of men. The rest of the time we come and, being transformed, cause destruction, whether by domination, or by fire, or by sword, or by chance. I asked him, tell me, then, how you, being demons, are able to ascend into the heaven. He replied, "Whatever things are accomplished in heaven are accomplished in the same way on earth also. For principalities and authorities and powers above fly around and are considered worthy of entering heaven. But we, who are demons, are exhausted from not having a way station from which to ascend or on which to rest. So we fall down like leaves from the trees, and men who are watching think that stars are falling from heaven. This is not true, King. Rather, we fall because of our weakness, and since there is nothing on which to hold, we are dropped like flashes of lightning to the earth. We burn cities down and set fields on fire, but the stars of heaven have their foundations laid in the firmament." Now, again, brothers and sisters, as we take a look at this article, and I felt it necessary for us to kick off tonight's radio show speaking about this. Of course, this is the Spiritual Warfare Radio Show, so let's talk about the spiritual implications of this, Hakeem, as it relates to the days and times that we're in now. Now, from previous lessons, discussions, you know, whatever the case may be, we've talked about, you know, in particular in the Matrix lesson series, we talked about, you know, the moon and what the functions of the moon in this existence are. Now, with all of that being said, you have a trifecta, so to speak, of celestial happenings or celestial goings-on. Of course, you have the lunar eclipse, the prenumeral eclipse. This is where, instead of the moon being in front of the sun, where we see the solar eclipse, we have the earth being in front of the moon, and the earth is casting its shadow on the moon, and, you know, it's giving it, like they said, varying shades of gray. That's all surface information. You know, what's really going on here? What event is about to take place, or what event has taken place already? You know, and then we have with the comet going by, as we read from, you know, the scriptural passage right here, we saw that, you know, Ornias, this demonic entity, gave King Solomon an understanding on what exactly those things were and how the demons are able to go up into the heavens, ascertain certain prophecies, and then come back. And, you know, when they are in the earth's atmosphere, you know, they, or when they slam into the earth because they are earthbound spirits, you know, they cause destructions. So my question, and I'm going to throw this out here, Hakeem, you know, y'all feel free to chime in, man. My question is, what are the implications of this, man? What's going on here as we look, you know, as we take a broader look and we see all of the things that are happening in the heavens, all of these things that are happening on earth? What's going on? So I'm going to start with that right there. I'm going to throw that out there, and then, you know, we'll kind of take it from there. So what do you think about this, Hakeem? Talk to me. What's going on, man? What is this looking like? And how is this affecting us, or how will this particular event affect us?
Go ahead, Aki Tashaya.
No, I was just listening to the when he was speaking, and a lot of things were going through my mind. You know, a lot of things, and one of the scriptures that came to mind was when he was reading that. Out of the Old Testament was, you know, Acts 2:19, about the wonders in the sky. And, you know, I think it repeats the same thing in the book of Yoel as well. But, you know, displaying the wonders in the sky, you know, above in the signs of the earth below, you know, blood, fire, and the clouds of smoke and things like that. That's the scripture that came to mind. And this, we do know that before anything takes place on the spiritual, I mean on the physical, it takes place on the spiritual. So there's definitely something going on spiritually right now that is soon to take place on the physical. Just being in this time right now that we're in, there's a lot to be said. There's a lot to be done. There's a lot for us to keep our eyes open and watch out for, because a lot that's going on that meets the eye, that, you know, just our average brother and sister, not saying, but those that are actually not in the truth, look at these things as the world put them to us. Oh, just like the article you also read as well, Moshe. The artist's going to be a comic, and it's going to be, you know, the sun's going to be out, the moon's going to, you know, they give it to us in a form that, you know, we were taught worldly, basically. But, and just looking through scripture, we know that, you know, the Malachim fell as pillars of fire. And it's always given to us in the form, like, worldly, like, okay, pillar of fire. Oh, it's a comet coming, it's this coming, it's that coming. But we really have to look at these things, like you're saying, the spiritual implications of these things are very important. These are some of the things that we have to keen in on and definitely pay attention to, because there's definitely something going on. And Yah is really trying to get Yisrael's attention from the all of the things that's going on, because these are the wonders that's in the heavens that's going on now. And we know that Yah told us to fear not, but, you know, just keep our eyes keen to know, being able to know what's actually going on. You know, so various other things on it, you know. But I'll let you go ahead, Hot Boaz, see what you have on it.
Okay, man. No doubt. I guess the scripture that came to mind when you was reading that, Aki, was Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, starting at verse 7. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." And I looked and saw a pale horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death. And Sheol followed with him. And authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and by the beast of the earth. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the beings of those having been slain for the word of Yah, and for the witness which they held, the witness of Yehoshua. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Master, set apart and true until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" And there was given to each one a white robe. And they were told that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brothers who would be killed as they were was completed. And I looked when he opened the sixth seal and saw a great earthquake came to be. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. And the stars of the Hashamayim, or the heavens, fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its unripe figs, being shaken by a strong wind. And heaven departed like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, and the great ones, and the rich ones, and the commanders, and the mighty, and every slave and every free one hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him sitting on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" Man, so like when you was reading Aki, I mean, it just brought that scripture to mind, you know, how, you know, man, it sounds like, you know, I mean, it's just these signs and these wonders are just like kind of like adding up, and it's getting closer and closer to that time. You know, we talked last week about precursors. You know, we see a whole lot of precursors of like Yehoshua before Yehoshua actually hits the scene in the flesh. You know, wouldn't it make sense that we see a whole lot of precursors of his second return before he actually hits the scene? You know, I mean, some of this stuff kind of points towards that, in my opinion.
Cain, you know, and that's one thing about Yah. You know, Yah repeats, you know, when you look at our history, you know, throughout Scripture, you see, like you said, precursors, and you see things that repeat. And the blessing behind that is that Yah, you know, for those who have the eyes to see, Yah will do these things. But, you know, there are some people who are completely oblivious to these things, and or who would turn a blind eye, or who would just pass it off as something as, you know, trivial, or, you know, something that doesn't really mean anything. But again, I'm glad that you both points, you know, of what you, Joaquin, brought up are very true. And what, like, you know, like you were saying, Akita Shaya, is what we need to do is look at the spiritual aspects of it. And like you said, Aki Boaz, we see these things throughout our history, throughout scripture, you know, these things are repeating. So, you know, it's like, okay, man, you know, when we look at the, when we look at this thing on the spiritual timeline, we see, you know, the, we know what the moon is being used for. It's being used, you know what I'm saying, to increase this signal that's being sent forth by the adversary. You know what I'm saying? And it's bringing about a stronger delusion. And you just see the state of people's minds. I mean, when we just, you know, when we kind of bring it in and we just look at things on a smaller scale, when we look at the things in our neighborhoods and when we look at, you know, just the lawlessness that's going on, you know, in this nation in particular, in the world abroad, we see how man's hearts are being changed over, you know what I'm saying, from having some reverence, you know, to the Father Yah, though they may not know him by name, they know love, you know, they know compassion, they know these things, you know, they exhibit fruits of the spirits, you know, like scripture says, you know what I'm saying, they're doing the law, not knowing the law. But, you know, as we get closer to the times of lawlessness, complete and utter lawlessness, where the laws of Yah will, you know, that knowledge won't be, you know, there for mankind, this is what we're seeing. We're seeing the beginnings of it. You know, and what's so interesting about this is, man, I would not be surprised if you turn around and look up one day and there's a ship there for all to see. You know, one thing that I found out about us here in these United States, man, is that, you know, we have the blinders over our eyes pretty good, you know, and other nations, you know, there have been, you know, other nations that have had documented or filmed, you know what I'm saying, interactions with Malachim, you know what I'm saying, you always see it in China, it's very popular, you know, the entire Hindu culture is kind of structured around, you know what I'm saying, the stories of the Elohim, as are most old world cultures, you know what I'm saying, but when, you know, when you get into the more modern cultures, you know, the Greco-Roman type societies, you know, you see man in worship more than God as opposed to actual, you know, actual God worship. But those days are going to change, brothers and sisters. See, that's what we have to see with this. Start to expect these anomalies more and more. And I'm not even going to call them anomalies. Start to expect these phenomena more and more, these things that are happening, you know. And me, I'm a science nut, man. I've always been, you know, into, like, things like that. And now being blessed with spiritual understanding, you know, I greatly appreciate it more. And this, have you guys, let me post this article in the room for the fam so you guys can check it out. We always, you know, recommend that you guys go back and view these links and, you know, keep them storm, man. Because believe you me, man, just as, you know, they put the information out there, it's quickly snatched back in. So as much information as you can get your hands on, you know, keep it digitized. Yeah, that's good. But I'm old school, man. I like hard copies of things. That way, you know, you can't say I'm crazy. You know, I can actually, you know, I can go back and I can show you, you know, what it is. But this is something interesting in that it's keeping along the lines of us kind of going into a state of lawlessness. This is this was from technologyreview.com, and this is a biohacker's plan to upgrade Dalmatians ends up in the doghouse. Now, what this guy wants to do, what he's planning to do is genetically modify or genetically alter the, you know, basically what Yah did. He wants to try to improve on perfection. He wants to try to alter the DNA, the genetic code of these dogs, but the FDA wants to regulate it. They're not talking about ethics or anything like that. They're not talking about, hey, this is a, you know, this is an abominable thing. No, they're trying to regulate it so they can capitalize on it. But let me just, I'm going to read a small snippet of the article and then we can kind of, you know, keep the ball rolling, man, because this is interesting. And as it relates to tonight's topic, man, and just on the broader scale, as we come closer to the times of lawlessness, expect to see more and more things like this. Now, it says here, this guy, David Ishii, I'm believe I'm pronouncing his name correct, is a Mississippi kennel operator with a passion for dogs and a plan to improve them using gene editing technology called CRISPR, spelled C-R-I-S-P-R. From a modest laboratory he's built in a plywood shed. Says here, sound unlikely? It's serious enough that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, in a phone call last week, told Ishii he wouldn't be able to sell any edited dogs without its approval. Now, I'm just going to stop right there. You guys, I posted it in the room. You guys can always go back and, you know, continue to read it at your leisure. So, now again, designer dogs. You know, I know you guys who, you know, who fellowship with us long enough and who has, you know, who have, rather, listened to, you know, the Spiritual Warfare radio show in particular. I know you guys have heard the term designer babies, correct? You know, I know y'all heard of that, right, Akeem?
Wait, what term?
Designer babies.
Designer, yeah.
Designer babies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I heard that.
Okay, think of, have you seen the movie Gattaca? It was back in 97 with Ethan Hawke. Oh, man, we're going to have to catch you up. Anyway, to cut a long story short, basically what a designer baby is these scientists have, you know, they recently mapped the human genome, so now they go in and they can alter strands of DNA, you know, that regulate, you know, for example, what eye color you'll have. You know,
I got you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, basically they can create what they call these designer babies. And it's even getting to the point now to where with the homosexual couples, two men can go in and they can take components from both DNA and they can actually create a test tube baby using using both of the male's DNA. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, so that's because, you know, you know the male has the XY chromosome and the female, you know, has the X chromosomes or whatever. So they can take both of those, you know, they can take those, you know, chromosomes and mix them up and they can make basically make designer babies. As a matter of fact, I do have an article. I'll post it in the room for the fam. But yeah, man, this is what the world's coming to, brothers and sisters. This is what it's coming to. Don't allow yourself to be surprised or be thrown off by these things because it's only going to get worse. You know, thinking back to last week when Obi was talking about, you know, the wall that Mr. Trump, the president or whatever, intends to build. You know, I was thinking, it was funny, I was thinking about that Goody Mob song. Y'all remember the Goody Mob song, Who's That Peeping in My Window, right?
The same thing came to my mind. Is it put up
right.
to keep them out
yep.
or keep us in?
mm-hmm.
Same thing. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Cell Therapy was the name of the song. But what's so interesting about that, just like the Ox said, man, I wondered, is this wall going to be to keep, you know, whatchamacallit, the terrorists out or to keep ourselves in, you know, because don't get the game misconstrued, family. These people know about the 400-year prophecy. They know about this. They know who we are. That's why they went and sometimes going thousands of miles inland in the continent of Africa to get us, the people of the book. So, you know, and they know about the stories of the people of the book. So, again, it wouldn't be too far-fetched for them to try to keep us here after our captivity, you know, because, again, keeping in line what you said, Boaz, when we see these things repeating throughout Scripture, just look at our history, you know. Look at what happened before Yah brought us out of the land of Egypt. You know what I'm saying? We were in bondage, you know. And so would it be too far-fetched to think or to say that before we come up out of this modern-day Egypt, this modern-day, furnace of affliction, that we won't be in bondage? I mean, heck, we've already been in the position of servitude for 398-some-odd years now. You know, so why not be placed back in full chattel slavery prior to us leaving this land? See, these are the things that we have to look at when we see, you know, like here, this is a CNN, an article there saying Mexico warns citizens after U.S. deportation of, you know, they basically are saying that, hey, you know, hey, it's going to get real. As a matter of fact, I'll just read it here. It says, Mexico warned its citizens living in the United States Friday to take precautions and remain in contact with the consular officials a day after the deportation of an undocumented mother making a routine visit with U.S. immigration authorities. I mean, there have been sweeps, there have been raids and things like that going on, man, you know, in lieu of, you know, of this this wall and these you know, this ban that he put, you know what I'm saying, the president put on these seven nations, you know. So I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, family, Akeem. So hey, you know, this is the platform, this is what we got, this is what we're going to be talking about, you know, for the next hour or so. So hey, this is a live call-in show. That number is area code 347-633-9606. Man, anything y'all want to chat about, hey, Akeem, throw it out there, man. Hey, it's open floor, open mic.
No doubt, man. I kind of wanted to go ahead and I'm a little bit concerned about Betsy DeVos, man. She was just confirmed yesterday as, you know, Trump's pick for the education secretary, right?
Okay, and educate the people. Give us a little background on old girl. What's what she has a more famous background, right?
yeah, for sure, man. So, you know, Betsy DeVos, man, first off, she's a billionaire. She's an heiress. She's inherited, you know, billions from her family. Just a quick background about the woman. She served on the boards of numerous business, nonprofit, and political organizations, including the Dick and Betsy DeVos Family Foundation, which was begun in 1989. She currently serves as chair of WindQuest Group, a privately held group investing in tech, manufacturing, and clean energy, founded in 1989. So she's the chair of this group, and they hold stock in tech firms, manufacturing firms, and clean energy firms. In the 80s, Betsy married Dick DeVos, the Amway heir. So his parents started Amway. It's like the first like multi-level marketing company that went large and, you know, made billions for that family. And he was also a 2006 Republican nominee for governor. So she married into money. She went to Calvin College, earning a business degree in political science, and began her involvement in national politics, working for Gerald Ford's 1976 presidential campaign. Her family has donated in excess of $300,000 to the current Republican congressional House representative right now, and tens of millions of dollars to Republicans since the 80s. I mean, they're like really big contributors to the Republican, you know, to the Republican Party. So, I mean, there's no way in the world that they weren't, since, you know, Republicans control the Senate and the House right now, there's no way in the world she was not going to be confirmed. DeVos was, another interesting fact, DeVos was born into a conservative family. And her brother,
Eric Prince.
Eric Prince, you already know where I'm going, was the founder of Blackwater. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for those of you who don't know what Blackwater is, you know what, Moshe, why don't you go ahead? Because I'm pretty sure you made a singer to them cats when he was over in Iraq. Some of those Blackwater cats, man. Why don't you go ahead and let them know exactly what Blackwater is, man, and I'll just circle back and let you know why I still, you know, Betsy DeVos is so dangerous to our people.
Okay, well, Blackwater, basically, what they're mercenaries, you know. I mean, they've renamed themselves XE Services, which is what most, you know, what most crooks do, you know, once they, you know, get a lot of heat under one name. They'll change the name, but you can change the name, but you can't change the stripes on the tiger, I guess. I don't know. That's one of those wild jackal sayings. I think I may have messed it up. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. But they were founded back in 97 by, you know, by him, Eric Prince. And actually, I guess now they're called the Academy. Yeah. So, yeah, they renamed themselves XE Services in 2009, but I guess now they're known as Academy. Yeah, spelled A-C-A-D-E-M-I. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, basically, yeah, you know, they're private security service contractors. They're mercs. You know what I'm saying? They're mercenaries. That's what they do. You know, I mean, to put it mildly, that's what they do. It says they provide security services to the United States federal government on a contract basis. So, again, contract killers, mercenaries. They provided services to the CIA, okay, and to include a contract for $250 million, you know. So, I mean, this is what they do, man. This is what they do. They are contract killers. Now, what's interesting is, you know, well, you know, you go ahead and continue with Betsy DeVoe, but I have a little theory about this guy and how, you know, with the militarization of the United States forthcoming. That's coming.
You know,
I mean, you already see it, but go ahead.
No doubt, man, because you know what? What we're about to say is probably going to match up with each other, man.
Oh, yeah.
The Betsy DeVos, man, let me just first off say this, man. She's head of education, you know, secretary of education. This woman's never been to a public school, all right, private school all her life. Her children go to private school. She argued that she knows about public education because her mother, unfortunately, had to endure public school for a time, right? But she is so out of touch with the public education system, and this is who's going to be heading up the public schools for the country. All right. So dangerous situation for our people and cities and whatnot, because you know we pack out those public schools, right? And since we pack out those public schools, you know, we're depending on the policies that this woman enacts, right? We'll be following those policies, her education curriculum, whatever she puts in place. You know, we'll be going through with that. So those of you, Akeem and a co-team, who have, you know, little black boys, little Hebrew boys sitting in classrooms, man, you know, they're constantly getting in trouble, seem like they're always getting picked on. You know, the teacher can't control them. You know, 85% to 92% of our public schools are our Hebrew boys are being taught by Gentile women. Okay, let's take it back even further. You know what I mean? Gentile women. There, and look this up. Don't take my word for it. There was Gentile women were some of the biggest abusers and outright killers of Hebrew children, to the point where laws were enacted to protect not the slave children, but the goyim woman, because they would kill them so much during correcting them, punishing them, whipping them to death, taking, you know, whips and beating them to death, taking their fists and punching them to death, or you know, even taking the switch and beating them to death. I mean, they had so many quote-unquote accidental deaths during correction until slave laws were brought up into place, not to protect the slave, but to protect the mistress, the master's wife, who was brutalizing these little children, right? So take a look at the movie 12 Years as a Slave. In Solomon Northrup's account of his experience during slavery, Patsy, the little dark-skinned, little pretty Hebrew girl, she wasn't even as old as she was being portrayed in the movie. She was a very, very young girl, right? And we see how the mistress took her anger out on her, her jealousy out on her,
because she was young, she was beautiful, and her master had taken a liking to her. So a lot of our sisters experience abuse from their mistresses due to that fact. A lot of our Hebrew boys experience abuse from their mistresses due to that fact. Take a look at the Underground Railroad, the show that comes on, gosh, I forget the name of the network.
WGN.
Oh, WGN. Okay, great. And we see how the master's wife, you know, had plans for the little small Hebrew boy to put him out in the field, to make him strong. She actually was enjoying seeing the little mulatto Hebrew girl get whipped in the first episode, her arms getting ripped off, getting whipped or whatever. And the overseer was actually going to do that to the little boy first, and she was definitely going to allow it and definitely going to cheer for it because, you know, they were the offspring of her husband and a Hebrew slave. So traditionally, you know, during slavery, Gentile women were the biggest killers and murderers of our, this is a fact, man, I'm not making this stuff, but the biggest killers and murderers of our children. And now we transition to the classroom where the schools are already set up to train our children to go from school into prison. And we see who's running these schools. And so now we got the top person, the top teacher, if you will, Betsy DeVos, you know, a Gentile woman over all these schools. I don't think it's going to be a good look for our children, man. I mean, I think it's going to be, you know, homeschooling is going to be definitely needed for our children. I think there's going to be a lot of brews pulling their children out of these public schools in the wake of what Ms. DeVos has planned for our children.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, you know, DeVos, she's co-owner of the Magic here, the Orlando Magic. And
sure is.
She does a lot of so-called, quote-unquote, humanitarian work here in Florida for the school systems. Now, one thing she does is she goes into the Brew neighborhoods and try to make sure that, you know, she give out free shots and all of this, and our people just be running up there eating it up. And it's like, it saddens me, but it's a lot of things that she does. And she's had talks with the governor here, Rick Scott, who both of them has vowed to basically bring more charter schools to the Florida area. Within just the last year, I think they put up, I want to say, 10 to 15 of them. And that's in Orange County alone. Now, one thing that she tried to do, but I think when Obama was in office, but couldn't do because Obama had put the head of education in there, she wanted to basically get rid of all public schools and make a lot of the schools so-called. She's saying they're using some kind of lingo saying it's not going to be a private school to where you have to pay. They're going to be charter schools are not that big and only can hold so many kids. So, and the charter schools that they put up are not in our neighborhoods. And so, another thing that they were talking about doing is getting rid of the Department of Education, saying that the government has no right to teach or tell individual states what their kids should be learning. And so in order to, and I'm just thinking about it, in order to get rid of the Department of Education, they will have to have these quote-unquote charter schools that are not basically federally funded, they are privately funded. So once you have more and more charter schools that are privately funded and you've gotten rid of the educational board, federal education board rather, then that leaves you, basically that leaves our people with no schools to go to. And the only place that you are able to be schooled is at one of these charter schools. Now, that's one of the things that they are running hard with right now. I mean, they're giving out dollars left and right for anyone who wants to open a charter school here in Florida. And they are going up everywhere, and they are pretty much not inviting our children to these schools. So you're right about when you were talking about Aki Boaz, that homeschooling is definitely going to have to be on the list for our people and our children, because that's definitely one thing that they're trying to do. They're knowing that they're trying to do it, I was asking myself, well, why are they even putting her the head of the Board of Education and things like that, knowing that they're trying to get rid of the Department of Education? So that's one thing that you, our people may want to look into as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's, you know, it's a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, you can glean off of certain people, man. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that a lot of y'all probably gonna listen to him, the brother, Dr. Umar Johnson and whatnot. You know, like, he got some other issues going on, man. But, like, some of the stuff that he was saying about, you know, how our children are treated in these public schools, you know, by these teachers who don't look like us, man. I mean, that stuff is just, that's legit stuff, man. So it's like, you know, we send our kids off to these schools, man, and they're learning from their oppressors, you know, learning from, you know, those who don't look anything like them and don't care about their well-being or their future. Not for real, for real, you know, because they don't have a vested interest in the community, you know. You know, I'm kind of going through that right now, you know. You know, our oldest Ben, he going to, you know, this charter school out here where we stay. You know, I'm telling you, man, it's like there's no brew teachers. He's not going back there next year. There's no brew teachers, you know, and it's like every single little thing he does is like put underneath a microscope, man. Like, I mean, we know, like, at a certain age, boys are going to be boys. They're going to be doing stupid little silly things, man. You know, you got to get them back in line. You know what I mean? But, I mean, everything is underneath a microscope. And, you know, if he had blonde hair and blue eyes, I just know it wouldn't be the case. I just know that for a fact, you know. Just imagine that across the country, man. I mean, it's her being, you know, confirmed. I just don't see how this is a good look for our people.
No, it's not a good look at all, Akeem. And go ahead, Aki Tashaya. Because I want to
When the Ak was talking about that, I just want to add, I don't know if they're doing this everywhere, but here in Florida, they pretty much started. They put an officer at every school, or they call it a resource officer. And basically, what can happen now, a resource officer, that's what they call them, but it's an actual officer of the law. And what's happening is, any little thing that a child gets into and they don't do it for kindergarten, but it starts at first grade, any little incident is recorded. Any little pushing match or fights and things like that, it's marked as any fight is a felony.
Okay.
And they charge the kid with the felony. Now, if a kid get up to three felonies. The first felony, I think, is, I don't know the classes. It's a low-class felony. Second one, it's the second class. The third one is the highest-class felony that they can get. And that follows them. So once they get X amount, I don't know the amount that they can get, but once they get so many, they are basically not allowed to go into any schools. Any public school system.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they start missing that first grade.
I heard about that going, because, you know, our daughter, our Jay, she's out there in Virginia, man, you know what I'm saying? And she, you know, I'm hearing about that from her too, man. You know, and her stepmom is a Goyim. She's catching hell over there, man, like to the point where it's like, yo, I'm ready to, you know, get some Akrite in me and get onto the crib and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other story, man. Y'all already told y'all I came about that. You know what I'm saying? On the low, on the personal or whatever.
You know what I mean? But I almost feel like at this school, what I'm experiencing as a parent is almost like, yo, we don't want this little nigga here. Get him the hell up out of here. Don't bring him back here next year. That's kind of like every little thing that's happened is like, I feel like that's the message they're trying to send. Don't bring him back here. Don't bring him back here next year. We don't want, like, just what you were saying earlier, Akitushaya, they're building all these charter schools, and this is a charter school. They're building all these charter schools, but they're not inviting Brewers. Your kids is not welcome. This is something we're going to do on a whole other level. Keep your little
There's a reason why our children aren't invited. I just posted something in the chat room. This is Kathleen Ford. She was this was back in 2013. St. Petersburg, Florida mayoral candidate Kathleen Ford said recently that among the top issues facing her city is needed for improving graduation rates. And I quote, "We know that our private prison systems are calculating how many new beds they will need based on the third grade number of third graders. And that's just wrong." This is what the mayoral candidate at the time back in 2013 said in St. Petersburg, Florida. In Philly, they know how many beds to count by the eighth grade dropout rate of Israelite men, young Israelite men in school. Now, I'm going to take you back to my experience with the curses. We had one of those police officers at the school. Now, this was back in the mid-90s, you know, where we had, like, you know, the metal detectors and stuff like that. And I'm talking about out in suburbia. You know what I'm saying? The suburbs of Chicago. Now, let's look at her brother, Betsy DeVos's brother. Her brother is the founder of Blackwater. It's not going to surprise, and it shouldn't surprise you, brothers and sisters, that these officers that are going to be placed in these schools are going to be her brother's employees, because that's going to be privatized, those police officers. And you best believe they're already, you know, Blackwater agents. If they're working for the CIA, you know they're working here in the United States, these Blackwater agents. How do you think that all of these drive-bys and stuff like that are being committed in major metropolitan areas? You see, brothers and sisters, what they're trying to do is provoke a race war. You know, all this, all of these things, again, this is prophecy, and this stuff has to be fulfilled. You know, they don't care about us. That's why they're not including us in their charter school ideas and stuff like that, because they have plans for us already. Like the Aqua Sand, you get X amount of felonies that stay on your record. You see, they got a place for you, but it ain't going to be no Institute of Higher Learning. You're going to get your learning in the jail systems. That's where you're going to get your education from. So like Aki Boaz was saying, it would behoove us to come up with, you know, our own educational structures. And see, that's what we lost during the times pre-integration. You see, we all had that commonality because we were all, you know, we were all being oppressed. You know, that's why when we had our own communities and things like that, we had our home schools, we had professionals within the community, we had doctors, we had lawyers, we had pharmacists, we had our own communities. You see, but post-integration, you know what I'm saying, our professionals left the hood. You know, they left the hood, you know, because they didn't want to be around the curses. True, who do want to be around the curses? But you see, you have to first understand the curses, and you have to be a blessing. See, you got to be the blessing. It's funny, we was watching that OJ thing on Netflix, and it was so funny of his perception of reality. And what was really striking about that whole series was when Johnny Carson went in there and changed the image. You know what I'm saying? They put the black artwork up. They put the picture of his mama and stuff like that up there to cast a projection. But I say all of that to say this, brothers and sisters. You see, we knowledgeable Israelites, that's where we come in, man. You know, we have to be that light, because our nation, our people are in darkness. You know what I'm saying? And they've had enough, you know, tainted water to drink. It's time for us to bring that pure, unadulterated, pure water, that 100% pure, that well water, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Coming from the living waters. That's where we come in. Because we see it. It's lining up, man. I mean, we could sit here and read these articles till the cows come home, you know. But this is what's happening. Like this right here with this predictive policy. This was an interesting article, and it's right in line with what we're talking about right here, because based on your behavior, again, you know, like we talked about with the homeschool lecture, since they couldn't find the breath of life or they couldn't find the human soul, they're going to put a soul in you. This is where you get your archetypes. This is where you get your typecast. This is where you get the thug, the jock, the whore, the popular kids, and all of this stuff. You see, they're indoctrinating our children in this educational system because that's one of the heads of the beast. So they're going to indoctrinate you into a way of thinking. It's a caste system, you know, and unfortunately, we're at the bottom of the totem pole. Now, this article that I just posted right here is talking about real life minority report. They already doing it in Memphis, beloved, you know, with these like with these shows called The First 48 and all of this stuff. It's so funny how we're so predictable. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about humankind at large. We're so predictable because we've been institutionalized by sin. And so since sin is the governing authority, sin is the governing power of this world, you know what I'm saying? People are predictable. Liars are predictable. Thieves are predictable. You know, harlots are predictable, so on and so forth. And so they're actually using predictive policymaking, you know, basically to prevent crimes. You know, they have, with all of their statistics, they have high crime rate areas. They have high, you know, drug infestation, you know, areas and stuff like that. Now they got, you know, and that's how you get stuff like stop and frisk or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're automatically perceived as a threat because we are a threat both to Satan and to, you know, the people in whom Satan has put in charge. So, I mean, family, when you look at it, man, and you just see all of this stuff, man, like, it's just sending chills through my body, man, just seeing how everything is lining up. You know, you got this woman, and I was just doing a little background on her and stuff like that with her school voucher programs, like Aki Tashaya was talking about, her school choice. That's another thing that, you know, that they were talking about, you know, with, you should all have a choice for the, you know, for the type of school that you go to. We ain't got no choice. Because there's nobody there lobbying for us who have our best interests at heart. It's never been that way in this country. You know what I'm saying? We've always had to. You know, I mean, back in post-emancipation, they called it the Negro dilemma. They tried to kill us, you know, through positive eugenics. They're still trying to do that. You know, and just like and that's it would not. And man, while you was talking about, I was trying to like write stuff down as you were talking about it. But with her programs, given the inoculations and given the shots, who knows what they're pumping inside these children?
Right.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay,
you know, there is another article here. Where is it at? This is basically talking about nano rockets and. Basically, this is germ warfare, you know what I'm saying, on a spiritual level, because with this nanotechnology, what they're doing is they're giving these little things that now they'll tell it, they'll spin it here. You know, it says scientists are so close to perfecting the use of tiny machines to deliver medicines. Oh, yeah, they're delivering medicine. All right. They're delivering poison. But now they're perfecting the art of microscopic machines, nanotechnology, to go in and, you know, for their military, they'll have them repair their soldiers. You know what I'm saying? They'll have these nano suits where if you get shot, these little things will go inside your bloodstream or go inside the area that's been afflicted or whatever and perform minor surgeries. You know, but for you, Hebrew, they'll give you Ebola. You know what I'm saying? They'll give you AIDS. They'll give you, you know, all of these different infections. And that's, I'm telling you, man, that's what we're coming to. This world that we're about to live in, you know what I'm saying, the world of the man of sin, brothers and sisters, is going to be completely and totally devoid of Yah's laws and commandments and compassion. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, long-suffering. You know what I'm saying? That all of that stuff is going away, you know, in this world that we're coming into.
Okay, and if you don't believe what I just said, if you don't believe what I just said, look up the Tuskegee syphilis experiment, what they did to our brothers there, right?
Hmm.
If you don't believe this stuff has already happened. It's just, you know, dry run after dry run, you know what I'm saying, just making it a little bit more advanced. Look up the countless sisters who were, because of, I think you actually read this article last week too, or a week before, something like that, but because of some sort of trumped up test, that they could not even pass, and nobody could pass, as far as their literacy, they were made sterile, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
like unbeknownst to them, you know, just taking away their ability, our ability to reproduce. So this type of stuff has already been, this type of game has already been played, you know. It's just got a different set of rules on how they're going to play by. That's it. That's it. But it's the same thing over and over and over. Precursor after precursor.
Okay. And it was interesting when you said that nanomites or the nanobite thing, because that's very true. Believe it or not, they do is nanomites. They put it. It's in certain vaccinations now, and nanomites are basically, like the Ox said, they are very small computers that all act together as a unit to do one certain job. Just like you say, they can go in and repair certain things. Well, these nanomites that they put in injections, they actually sit dormant until they are activated, because we got to remember that they are computers that can be activated to do whatever. So in the inoculation shot, they actually go in with whatever kind of virus they're putting into you and just can sit there until they are programmed to do a certain thing. And case in point, they kind of showed a little bit of that in that movie, G.I. Joe. And actually all of them,
yep.
You know, when they shot the soldiers up with the little nanomite things, it's a little like a little green serum they use. Those nanomites were actually triggers to do certain things. You know, when they got bit by the snake, the nanomites came, took all the venom and was spewing it out back out of the arms. They are controlled to destroy. Nanomites are actually in your smartphone. That's what the Android is. You see, the Android is a little green body. That's a nanomite. It's tons of millions of nanomites within our phones, and that's why they call them smartphones. And in the industry in which I work with, dealing with prosthetics, you know, they actually, some of these higher end prosthetics, they have nanomites within them itself, because nanomites are part of the prosthesis that they inject in patients that rebuild certain parts of the patient's either leg or arm to form and build around, well, not the whole prosthesis, but basically connect it to the prosthesis. So that nanomite thing is very real, fam, and it is something that they're using it out there. And these days, like now.
Okay, I'm telling you, man, y'all better pay attention, brothers and sisters. You better pay attention, because you never know, man. You may be man, out of the frying pan and into the man. I'm messing up tonight, man. Whatever it is, out of the frying pan and into the oven, whatever.
Right into the fire.
Okay, there you go. Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Seriously, I mean, they're definitely heating it up, man. I mean, that frying pan is about to get hotter and hotter. They got those flames waiting for you, man. Just to kind of take it back a little bit, when you're talking about the Blackwater thing and how you better believe there's going to be Blackwater agents set up in these various schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what came to my act was your hometown. You know, we see what – man, Chicago is finished, man. I don't know what the hell's going on there, man. It's a wrap. Man, it's always something, man. You know what I mean? And so, Trump, we see he said, this wasn't this week, so it's a little bit older news. Maybe it was a week before. You know, everyone saw what he tweeted, man. Listen, if y'all can't get that whole situation underneath control, you know, all these murders, you know, we just started at the beginning of the year, 46 shot, 17 dead. First month of the year, he's like, look, I'm sitting in the feds. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who's to say we're thinking he's sending in federal troops, you know, and, you know, everyone's going to have one, you know, camouflage and all this to walk up and down the streets, man. But don't forget about that Blackwater agent that's going to be sitting up in some sort of Chicago high school or middle school or whatever. You think he's seen bruised, choked up by security guards in these schools down in South Carolina now? You're going to see them, you know, I mean, in a camel clutch. You know, say for you old school wrestling fans. You know what I'm saying? When Blackwater get a hold of them, you know, for real.
Okay,
no doubt. I think that's the Iron Sheik. Yeah, the Iron Sheik. The camel clutch, man. Man, Blackwater about to have our baby in a camel clutch, man, right in the middle of the hallway. You know?
Okay.
So it,
no doubt.
That's what's about to happen.
Yeah, man. You know, and they've already had exercises, you know, within the city to where they had the entirety of the city sectioned off. It was, you know, basically sectioned off into quadrants. And on the north side, you know, they had a division, you know, a contingency. And the south side, you know, it was all split up, man. So, and they had all avenues of law enforcement to include volunteers for the Boys Club. I mean, not the Boys Club. What do you call it? The Boy Scouts, you know, working. You know, they had, you know, Illinois State Police, Chicago Police. They had the, you know, Illinois National Guard. All of these different levels of, you know, all of these different levels of law enforcement. And so they already have a plan in place, family. And they just need the right amount of chaos to kick it off. And that's what we get back to again, you know, with these provocations, you know what I'm saying, all of these killings of our Israelite men and women out in the streets, man. They want to provoke that quote unquote race war so they can bring in their order, you know, out of the chaos in which they have created. So, you know, I mean, this is what it is, family. This is what we're coming to. And, you know, it would behoove us to pray to Yah for strength, you know, courage, and understanding, most importantly, to know when and what to do, you know, what it is that we need to do, because there's a time for war, but there's a time for peace. There's a time to speak, and then there's a time to be silent. And see, for the most part, we don't understand when to do what because we're not in tune with the Father. And so that's what we, you know, that's what we have to realize, you know. And this is interesting. Did y'all hear about this? There are some CIA files out there that reveal that the United States used psychics to spy on Iran. You see, a lot of people, man, you know, they make fun of Miss Cleo and all of that stuff. Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was out there getting that money and getting that paper. But the whole aspect of a medium, you know, and, you know, these psychics and stuff like that who can pick up on energy, that speaks to our shame as Israel, because, man, the vast majority of Israel ain't got a lick of discernment. You know what I'm saying? But you got these wild jackals out here using psychics to spy on people. You know, am I saying that we should be out there, you know, doing divination? No. But Yah gives you the spirit of discernment. Yah gives us gifts that we should be able to use and that we should be using right now, man. You know, that's what I'm saying. But I just found it to be really interesting because down there at Fort Bragg, man, they had an entire, you know, I mean, they had a whole division, PSYOPs, you know what I'm saying, for psychological warfare. They had a whole, you know, regiment, you know, based on that. And they work hand in hand with the special forces, you know what I'm saying,
Delta Force, the Green Berets.
Man, what was that movie with Sam Jack? What was the movie with Samuel Jackson in there where he was the interrogator? He was, oh, man. It's a Netflix original movie. Basically, what they do is they wage war using mind jobs, mind tricks. You know, it could be something as simple as dropping pamphlets, you know what I'm saying? Or it could be, you know, going on the battlefield. Now, you got to think about it. In some of these nations and some of these countries, they don't have rock music, or they don't, you know, have this reprobate culture. See, we're desensitized to a lot of things being here. So it could be something as simple as them with the Humvee, you know, with these loud blasting speakers playing death metal. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. If you're coming from a culture to where, you know, you're still trying to adhere to principles and things like that, to hear something like that, man, it's satanic. I mean, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And so it goes, you know, it goes back again to the whole torturing thing as well, you know, waterboarding, all of these different things, you know, putting a person in the room with flashing strobe lights and all of that stuff, using the usage of pharmakia and hallucinogens. All of this stuff has been done. I mean, there are actual documented cases of the government using LSD back during the 50s and 60s. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like CIA operatives using it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, using it and, you know, when they go on their little espionage escapades and all of that stuff. So PSYOPs, man, it's a far ranging, spectrum, you know? So, I mean, psychological warfare is news as well. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, the manipulation of the media, you know what I'm saying? We're so indoctrinated by it, you know. When you really take a critical look at it, you see it all. It's all. I mean, the PSYOPs is heavy in America. You know what I'm saying? When you watch right. television, you see it all the time with the commercials, predictive programming. You know what I'm saying? We have to understand the spiritual nature of the television. It's sending out alpha and beta waves. You know what I'm saying? And those. The alpha waves make you respond one way, and the beta waves make you respond another way. And so basically what the television does is it dulls the senses. It desensitizes you. This is why they can get away with so much of that shock stuff on TV. You know what I'm saying? Because we're so watered down over here. We've been so saturated with all of this debauchery that, you know, we don't even bat an eye when we see, you know, a man. Again, this is another article. A man was I forget, let me see real quick where it was, but this guy is targeting, like, elderly women and raping them. You know what I'm saying? Let me see, where is it at? In Long Beach. Yeah, a man accused of targeting seniors and robberies and sexual assault. I think the oldest woman he raped was, like, 90-some-odd years old. This is in Long Beach, California. But we're so desensitized to this that, you know, we don't even bat an eye. But, I mean, it's something like that, man. When you think about where we come from, our culture, our customs and traditions, man, that's you get killed for stuff like that. But because we're in this reprobate society, it's nothing. You know, would they have stuff like temporary insanity? You know, the woman who accused Emmett Till of whistling at her came out and confessed and said that she lied. You know what I'm saying? How do you live with yourself for X amount of years? And then on your deathbed, you know, you basically, when you're old now, you confess to that crime. You know, you were talking about the Gentile mistress, you know, was one of the biggest, you know, oppressors of the Israelite, back during the times of slavery. But how many Israelite men and women went to their death on the false testimony of a Gentile woman post-Emancipation Proclamation? So, I mean, man, fam, it's real, y'all. It's real out here. It's serious, man. It's real serious, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely serious, man. I remember seeing that Michael Myers movie talking about George Bush and the Iraqi war and everything, and how the soldiers was over there talking about how they would play in the Humvees of the drowning pool, let the bodies hit the floor. You know, an old rock song, let the bodies hit the floor. I mean, it's like, man, you're blasting that in a place where, like you just said, they don't even have, like, TV, MTV, and rock and roll and all the other stuff, man. Like, so, like to hear that, I mean, it had to be, like, horrifying to hear, you know, something like that, you know what I mean? Hear all that blasting and whatnot, you know what I mean? And utterly confusing. I mean, it's like, it's definitely a game, I feel like, The psychological games and them knowing exactly what to do had to be given by the fallen ones, man. You know, because we see in the book of Judges how the righteous Malak chose Gideon and told Gideon exactly what to do with his shofars to defeat the Midianites. And how, you know, them seeing, you said the strobing lights, well, them seeing the torches in the jar and them hearing our shofars blowing. You know, that played a psychological war on them. They was confused and fought each other and killed off each other and ran from the camp, and Yah gave us the deliverance and gave us the victory, you know, and righteousness. Mm-hmm. So these fallen, they know the same tactics, man. They're passing it down to this country to use it, man.
Okay. Yes, sir. And hey, fam, I mean, you know, that's what it is, man. You know, and that's the beauty about it, how you just gave that analogy, man. We have to become more versed in the scriptures like that to where we can take, you know, that we can lose that whole concept of like time, man. And we stop thinking that, you know, that we're doing something new here in this modern day and time, man. You know, we have to have that, you know, that again, that spiritual insight to look at the scriptures and to see that same stuff being used today. I mean, scripture tells us that there's nothing new under the heavens. So why are we so, you know, surprised when we see things that were written about thousands of years ago that still hold true today? Like the Ock just gave an excellent example of, you know what I'm saying, that psychological warfare, you know? So, I mean, hey, man, we have to be able to take these scriptures and to, you know, to give people that spiritual understanding, man. You know, it's definitely this is was interesting since we're talking about like biological warfare and thing like this. This is a yellow fever kills 600 monkeys in the Brazilian Atlantic rainforest. You best believe that there's going to be some Brazilians start to get killed too down there. This was out of the Washington Post. I'll actually post this in the chat room as well for the fam. You know, I love to do that for you guys. You can always go back and, you know, read these articles at your leisure. And like I always say, most importantly, man, copy the information down, you know, print it out so you can actually have it. But yeah, let me just read a little snippet of it here real quick. And this is from, this is from the Washington Times. It says, an outbreak of yellow fever has claimed the lives of more than 600 monkeys in the Brazilian Atlantic rainforest region, threatening the survival of a rare South American primates. The zoologist said, the monkeys, mostly brown howlers and masked Titus, however you say that, T-I-T-I-S, T-T's, anyway, are falling out of the trees and dying on the ground in the forest of Espírito Santo State in Brazil's southeast. There was also another case. Now, this was in California. No, this was in Florida, where, like, there were, like, thousands of dead bees that were on the beach. Did y'all hear about that?
Dang.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, man, just, you know, all of these different things that are going on, man, all of this death, you know, these animals being killed off, you best believe, man, that these folks is out there perfecting their witchcraft, man. You know, they'll practice on the animals, you know, and then they'll bring it in to, you know, they'll practice on us. Well, it ain't practice when they kill us, because that's what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? They want to try to remove Israel. You know what I'm saying? Satan has been waging that war. You know, right has been fighting against wrong since the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And so now as we get into these end times, you know, we're starting to see the battle being increased. Yeah, I think it was, Tashaya, earlier this week or last week, sometime like that. I know it was fairly recent. No, it was like 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days ago or something like that.
Yeah, a couple of days ago. That's following a rash of sharks coming up. I mean, I think it was like a couple hundred sharks, baby sharks, and then it was the manatee, and then it was the fish, and then it was birds, like mass amounts of them. So, yeah, it's definitely something going on. They're doing something. Cause
that's the thing, man. That's Yah's creation right there, man. You know, Yah gives us Torah, and he tells us, you know, if you take a bird, take her eggs, don't take her and eat her and leave her eggs. Why? Because little babies, they're going to starve to death. Don't muzzle an ox while he's treading the grain. It's cruelty. He's working for you. He needs to eat too. Don't cook a young goat in his mother's milk. That's just plain cruel, man. Like, he just came out of his mother, man. Don't cook him in his mother's milk. Like, you separate that. You know, these are Yah's creations too. Like, Yah wants us to be good stewards over his land. That's why we can't be mixing seed. We got to let the land rest after the seventh year of harvest. He wants us to be good stewards over his creations, his animals that he ate, and that he gave us. And don't be eating, like, the unclean stuff. And, like, they just pile of wickedness on top of wickedness. But that's going to be counted as wickedness against them, too, man. But they're sinning against Yah's creations and use them in science experiments to develop diseases and all sorts of stuff to kill off the humans.
Mm-hmm. And also, another thing I was watching on the, I think it was the Science Channel, you know, they have computers that are so small now that they can actually fit on insects and things like that. And they were talking about using them to spy on quote unquote terrorists. So, you know, the next time you got a fly flying around in your house, you know what I'm saying? Kill it and make sure you throw it away, you know, because you never know. It may have some type of mini camera on there, because these drones that they have are so small now, and the camera and the technology is growing, you know, leaps and bounds. Like, what is it, every 6 months or something like that, the latest technology becomes obsolete. So, you know, it's just so much stuff that's going on, family. And we, you know, sometimes it may seem like you get, systematic overload, but, man, you just got to keep it in perspective. And most importantly, you have to keep your spiritual eyes open. So, man, Akeem, we got about four and some change left, man. Go ahead and give us some words to take us on home.
Real quick, man, truth is better than fiction. They say truth is better than fiction, man. I seen in a couple movies that little fly camera and flies into a room and start recording and stuff, man. They got that for real. They ain't no doggone writer's imagination, man. That stuff is legit. So, hey, let's be on guard, Israel. The only way to be on guard, to be protected, is to follow his laws, keep Yah's laws, keep his commandments to the best of your ability. And your ability is perfection, because Yah commanded us to be perfect in Deuteronomy chapter 6. So we were commanded to be perfect. That means we have the ability to be perfect. So be perfect in keeping his laws, and you will be protected from these things that must come.
Cain, likewise, I just want to leave out with a scripture, kind of basically following what the Yah said. It's from 1 Peter 2:9. I read 9. Verse 9 is like, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a set apart nation, a people for a possession, that you should proclaim the praises of him who called you out of your darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now the people of Yah, who had not obtained compassion, but now obtained compassion for you." Fam, we are the chosen people, and like the Yah was saying, just continue to stay on guard. Continue to seek Yah's face, and for those things that we don't understand, we always can ask for understanding from Yah. And believe it or not, Yah will give you understanding on a lot of things that you don't know. Just continue to seek his face, fam. Continue to seek his face and love your brother as you love yourself.
Dang, hallelujah. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, hey, that's the radio show, fam. May Yah bless you and may he guard you. May Yah make his face to shine upon you and to show his favor to you. May Yah lift his face upon us all, brothers and sisters, and give us all peace. Peace in the name of Yahushua, the Messiah. Till next we meet, may Yah bless, fam. Shabbat shalom.